The living organism persists in the unfriendly environment in spite of mechanical, physical, chemical, and biological pathogenic factors, pathogens, tending to harm it from outside, and a lot of unfavorable tendencies injuring it from the inside. The only way for an organism to survive and flourish is to have all its systems permanently strained in order to achieve a balance between all kinds of damaging influences and the efforts of the organism to compensate, thus maintaining its homeostasis. The role of the immune system in achieving this goal is unrivaled. Because the immune system sustains the homeostasis on the subcellular level, being uniquely equipped with a mechanism capable of producing a host of special tools, each of them specifically complementary to one out of a billion various biopolymer molecular types. These molecules are called antigens, and the specific tools of the immune system are referred to as antigen-specific lymphocyte receptors. A substance is antigenic provided it has a three-dimensional structure capable of key-lock complementary principle interactions. To put it in other words, it must be able to recognize and to be recognized. Paul Ehrlich formulated this principle in a proverbial form, corpora non agunt nisi fixata. No bodies can act unless they bind or recognize. Antigenicity requires some degree of structural complexity and spatial rigidity. Even high molecular weight substances can be antigenic if they have a flat structure, such as cholesterol. Gelatin is a high molecular weight protein devoid of tertiary structure, and consequently, it is non-antigenic, or is regarded as very weak antigen, unable to form the keyhole, according to the given example by W. Boyd. Thus, antigens are biopolymeric molecules capable of inciting immune response in the organism by specifically binding to the lymphocytic antigenic receptors. Antigens are a wide variety of natural and biosynthetic molecules, ranging in size from 1 and 10 kD, such as proteins, polysaccharides, complex esters, and heterocyclic substances, nucleic acids, polynucleotides, and their complexes, including lipid-containing ones. The definition of an antigen has changed drastically during the last 60 years. Initially, it was regarded simply as a synonym of a pathogen. Later, immunologists reinterpreted this term as a direct complementary cast of an antibody, and finally, it came to be defined as mentioned above. Hence, antigens are polymeric molecules that can trigger specific immune responses when introduced into the organism. Interestingly, only polar molecules are highly immunogenic. At the same time, the widespread popular interpretation of the word antigen as an alien protein must be rejected from the very beginning of the present discussion because of being totally obsolete. Moreover, many low molecular weight substances, for instance iodine, may generate unique three-dimensional complexes with biopolymeric carriers which provoke immune responses. Such low molecular weight substances are called haptens. The immunochemical treatment of an antigen is possible only if it has covalent chemical bonds. From this standpoint, cells, bacteria, and multimolecular complexes possess many antigenic specificities. The minimal structural unit of an antigen, recognizable for antibodies and lymphocyte antigenic receptors, is known as an epitope immunodominant region. As a rule, epitopes are located in the most mobile and configurable parts of quite rigid antigen structures. The theory of clonal selection insists that each clone of lymphocytes is genetically programmed to recognize only one epitope by means of an antigen-specific receptor on its surface, so that these cells display fine antigenic specificity. It is believed that billions of different epitopes may exist. Consequently, the equivalent number of lymphoid cell clones with their unique receptors is required for the recognition of this multitude. Any immune response requires a certain density of epitopes. It disappears if their compactness is either too high or too low. Single epitopes are non-immunogenic, since for an immune response to occur, the recognizing molecules must be cross-linked. Due to this overwhelming majority of immune responses, the organism needs cooperation of several specialized cells, the B lymphocytes, the T lymphocytes, and antigen-presenting cells. Some antigens include panels of numerous identical epitopes, among them bacteria lipopolysaccharides, polymeric protein of flagellates, such as flagellin, dextran, levan, and other bacterial capsule polysaccharides, phycol, and polypeptides composed of D amino acids. They are hardly digestible for antigen-presenting cells, but able to cross-link the recognizing lymphocyte receptors directly. This group of antigens provokes polyclonal B-cell activation and immunoglobulin production without T-cell cooperation. Many individual antigens have several or even numerous different epitopes and provoke simultaneous immune responses of various cellular clones, both antibody secretion and clonal expression of cellular effectors.